Sharon Felt, an East Texas author, has self-published a children's book called The Stable. Ms. Felt discussed the book on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Tuesday morning.
It is my first children's book, and I've written poetry before and had some published, and I've written some magazine articles, but this was my first children's book, and it was inspired when my husband and I went on a Rhine River cruise at Christmas, and we stopped at all the Christmas markets between Lucerne and Amsterdam, and the area was filled with carols and creches and manger scenes and Christmas decorations, and it was just absolutely, Christmas enveloped you, and you just couldn't escape it even if you wanted to. And I started, it was very, very cold, and I started looking at some of the live manger scenes and thought, I wonder what those animals are thinking. And so the idea formed about a book about the animals in the stable the night that the Christ child was born. And so I told the nativity story from their point of view and how they helped.
I love the illustrations in your book, The Stable, and we'll get to that part about illustrations that are, I guess, about as important to a child hearing a story as the words they hear and read.
They are actually more important, I think, because they can give a feeling that may not come across in the written word. If someone's reading it aloud, that's a different thing. But if you're just reading the book yourself, you need the illustrations to bring the expressions on the animals' faces, or that it sets the mood for the story, and they're very, very important.
Well, let's kind of go back a bit again to the beginning. This is a book that you have self-published.
Yes, it is.
You love the reading to children as your work as a kindergarten teacher.
Yes. I have read so many thousands of books over the 38 years that I taught, and most of them, the majority, were picture books, and you can use the pictures, as any kindergarten teacher will tell you, you can use the pictures to elicit more thinking from the children and drawing conclusions or asking more questions. So there.
Your book is 20 pages.
Yes.
You have an acknowledgments page that I liked. These people that you have tagged on here, I know each one and love their work and their contributions to the written word.
Yes. Jim Ainsworth, who is a writer of a wonderful set of books, and I think he's coming out with a 3-book launch actually on December the 7th, or maybe the 9th.
Okay.
Over at the Commerce, A&M Commerce, and he has been so helpful. He helped me with publishers and publishing houses and things like that. And then Mary Brooke Cassad is also a lovely children's book author, and she has a series about Bluebonnet the Armadillo, who travels around Texas. And she has spent many times over coffee and after choir practice, just sitting and noodling around with me on all the ways that she found success and the ways that she stumbled as well.
KSST News.